May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, our God and our Redeemer. Do you remember the TV comedy programme, The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin? It ran from 1976 to 1975, with Reggie Perrin being played by Leonard Rossiter. The story concerns a middle-aged middle manager who is driven to bizarre behaviour by the pointlessness of his job at Sunshine Desserts. You may remember the catchphrases. There was a boss there called CJ who said, "I didn't get where I am today." And later on, when he was no longer the boss, "You didn't get where you are today." It was often full of management speak, with things like, "There's no I in team." Those who've been in the corporate world may well have played a game where the winner managed to use all their phrases in a meeting. And there are also common phrases at PCC meetings, which are impenetrable to the outside world. In the corporate world, it was all sorts of things like blue sky thinking, out of the box, push the envelope, paradigm shifts. And what I'm particularly fond of that one of my bosses knew used was process map our low-hanging fruit. I don't know how you respond to this sort of talk. I can imagine, but it's always amused me. And if you're interested in the PCC ones, I'll tell you later. But with the readings we have today, we could be forgiven for thinking that the gospel we have is the first documented process flow. The process is probably called something like someone sinning. Point one, sort it out just between the two of you. Point two, if they refuse, tell it to the church. Point three, if they refuse, treat them as a pagan. But we must guard against taking things out of context. There are many cases throughout history where these sorts of passages of the Bible have been used to excommunicate people. To be honest, this gospel probably doesn't feel to have anything in common with the reading from Romans, with love being the fulfilment of the law. The gospel for today falls between the parable of the lost sheep and forgiving 77 times. Now that's a lot of forgiving and reconciliation. It is meant to be read in that context. So just as a pointer, whenever you read a Bible passage, read what comes before and afterwards. In all things, Jesus wants us to build up community. Building up community by love. Love shown by our lives. And this is a vital mission tool as society becomes increasingly individualistic. And it's inherently countercultural, as the gospel just simply tends to be. But remember, when we talk about God out in the world, we need to avoid using our own faith-based management speak. Think of some of our liturgy. How often in everyday speak do you use the word propitiation? It means making God happy, if you're interested. We needn't think that a simply explained faith is a second-class faith. You don't need big words to witness, and God is love. So to paraphrase the Beatles, love really is all you need. If you want to be an overly academic theologian talking about a pneumatological ontology of soteriology, that won't get us very far. but translating that and saying that the Spirit is working to save us out of love just might be helpful. But what really works, what really initiates a response, is how we live our transformed lives. So just to be biblical for a while, let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. And love is hard, tough, demanding, and ultimately why we're here today. And if you're not certain about that, look at John 3:16. What we need is a lexicon of love. Not the ABC album from 1981, but something built upon personal holiness that helps us respond in ways people understand. We need to reach out as a community to individuals as many become more isolated. For where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am with them. That's the hope of the world with us. We as the Church of Christ need to be bold enough to carry out that hope into the world. The big thing we need to do is to help people move from fear-based living to love-based living. And we're all doing that without probably even recognising it. And that's the Spirit at work within us. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. That's where what we do and what would God have us do are transparent, with no separation. Or, if you prefer, in the words of an old hymn, "Dear Lord and Father of mankind, reclothe us in our rightful mind, in purer lives thy service find." We live in a society where individualism has robbed many of a sense of community, and with that, no foundation of support and hope. As one TV evangelist put it, we need to orchestrate our response into a chorus of faith-based intelligence. Or in everyday terms, we can pray about it and see what God wants us to do. But back to the PCC about some of those impenetrable comments. Here's just a couple. Parishare is currently based on the Malvern formula. Whatever the Malvern formula is. That would require a List B faculty. Whatever that might mean. And indeed, there are many others depending on context. But these things are not the important things. What is important and what is foundational is that we all need to be continually working on our personal holiness. Within that is love. With love there is hope. And Jesus is that hope that many seek. Amen.